Hello, everybody. Matt Mentley here with the Wisconsin Sports Show. It is November 1st, 2023. Thanks for tuning in. You can get all of your hot Wisconsin sports takes right here in 20 minutes or less, or your Lion and Kugel's Oktoberfest is free. I always use that one over the fall, but it is definitely my favorite, Lineys. And there's plenty to get to. There is no time to waste, as we will be discussing in No More Love in Green Bay, question mark? Huh? You like that one? Plenty of love puns, and we got to get him out while he's still on the team. So we'll get to that. Of course, early Dame on the Bucks thoughts as well. But hey, let's start off with the Milwaukee Brewers. That's right, we do have Milwaukee Brewer news. World Series is happening, something I will, as we established in the last pod, I will never personally see my favorite team in. And it's going to get even worse because the Brewers are about to lose their best player. What? Huh, Matt? They're going to lose Yelich? No. They're going to lose Woodruff? No. They're going to lose Jeff Jenkins? Well, you haven't watched in a while. I'll just tell you. It is... Council's not going to be the manager next year. He is interviewing for Mets, and then he just went and he saw Cleveland, non-racist name, team as well. And he is... I know managers can't get a war wins above replacement, for those of you who are not nerdy enough to know it. I mean, he's number one. Council is the best manager in the league. Why? Because he takes this shitty Brewers team, or I shouldn't say shitty. I'm still feeling a little prickly. An average or even an above average team, and he makes them better. They were one of the best in one-run games. That's management. That's his... He is the number one winner of the Wisconsin Sports Person of the Week. Geek, and guess what? I'm going to pop it on him again. He didn't even do anything this week. I'm popping it on. Craig Council, you are the Wisconsin Sports Person of the Week. Geek, and we will probably not see you next summer. So it's the last chance that I get to do it. And it's a bummer. I mean, again... For the Brewers, they had the one sliver of a window there where Yelich was in his prime, an MVP. They had the Cy Young Award winner. Everything, you know, they have one of the best managers in the league. And everything was coming together. And of course, it was a semifinals loss to the Los Angeles Dodgers. That's the farthest that we could get as a Brewers team. Took them to all seven games and failed. But it just doesn't seem like Council's going to be there next year. I don't know if they're going to tear it down then after this. I mean, again, they won the division this year. So you can't exactly do what the Packers are doing, which we'll get to in a second, and kind of reset the team. But without Council, they don't make the playoffs. They don't win the division. I mean, honestly, I think they would have six more losses. Again, I don't know how you can calculate manager war, but I mean, I think they have six more losses this year, and that puts them, you know, out of the wild card even. I mean, it's a bummer. And Council's from Wisconsin. He dreamed of even just coaching the Brewers, and he took them as far as they possibly could. So this is another Giannis thing where, listen, we're losing one of the best in the league, maybe not a transcendent person, but I mean, somebody who the rest of the league is just all over now. So Craig Council will not be the manager next year, and we are in for some bad Brewers days. So let's keep, well, let's go to a positive thing and transition to the Milwaukee Bucks, Dame Lillard. So let's focus on this first game they played against Philadelphia. What a first matchup. We're taking the car out, the new car. Our uncle is a Corvette or something, and we're taking it out for the first time. And to watch Dame, and this is what I said prior to the season. Replacing Dame with Jrue Holiday, ooh, defense, blah, 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 defense, schmefense. Dame looks so fucking good, and I'm so excited. And listen, some people aren't even Wisconsin sports fans who listen to this. They tune in to possibly hear my misery. So this is the opposite of that, folks, because Dame is awesome. And Giannis has never played with an offensive player like this. Chris Middleton, we had to squint and be like, yeah, he's a good number two. He's a, you know, when your eyes thin out, when you're not quite sure, but like you're trying to convince yourself, it's like, yeah, Middleton's a good number two. He's a good number two. And then we had to watch him. I mean, Middleton's prime is over with. Okay. We can all agree on that. The knee injury set him back. I don't think he's ever truly, quote unquote, going to recover it. But I love him as a number three on this option. Are you kidding me? The fact we get to bust down Middleton to number three on the offense. It's been rough to watch the Bucks on offense the last couple of years, even the year they won. So, yes, even early on, the stats are telling us they're 20th in defense. And they're, you know, top five in offense. And I don't care. I am fine with that. And they'll get their defensive kinks worked out, blah, blah, blah. I'm not too worried about the Bucks right now. But again, let's go to that Philly game. It's just electric watching them together. And it really, again, it's just been so exciting to watch Giannis and Dame working out here. Let's see. Now, where was I? I'm just going with my notes here. Okay, so to put it in some sort of context, and the TNT broadcast brought this up, after the first half of that first game against the 76ers, Dame had over 20 points. Easily. I mean, it didn't seem like he slogged to it. You know, we've just replaced on offense one of the greatest scorers to Jrue Holiday's Brick City. So they said this during the halftime, only 16 Bucks who are not Giannis, 16 times that a Buck has scored 20 in a half. 16. That's terrible. So, again, just to get somebody who is going to score minimum 20 points and the possibly 40, 50. I mean, even in that game one, Dame scored 39 and it was kind of like, yeah, of course he scored. He's just going to score 40. That's amazing. We've never had this. I'm fine with the defense getting shittier. Why wouldn't I be? This is way more fun to watch. And they've been awesome. So we are going to spotlight a player for this year on the Bucks. I spotted him last year, but he didn't really get the playing time to even pay attention to him. So folks, it's Beauchamp time. I wrote in my notes watching that first Philly game that I could not watch Crowder. Crowder is not the answer to anything unless the question is who's fucking washed. So they got to figure something out. And listen, if Beauchamp can fill that role here, it'd be great. So we're going to keep an eye on Beauchamp. Beauchamp and Middleton, BTW, by the way. I think if either one of them starts playing really well and we can sell high on one of these guys, I do think they make a trade to try to get depth because they know Crowder isn't the answer. We have eyeballs. They have eyeballs. So if they can somehow get anything for Middleton at this point. Again, I don't think he's a very, I think they've been trying to trade him. And it's just, nobody really wants an aging, you know, bad knees, 6'8", you know, a player who's very expensive. So let's keep an eye on Beauchamp. We're obviously going to be on trade watch as well, because I just can't imagine they're going to roll out Crowder during the playoffs. Or again, if Beauchamp can step it up, he's either a good trade piece or it's somebody we found that we can keep on. Oh God, my next notes. Okay, listen. Giannis, I wish the team would fine Giannis for every three-pointer taken. I know we can't do that stuff anymore. I just think in the 70s, you know, it's old school basketball, folks. You know, I think somebody would take him aside and be like, listen, if you fucking do that again, we're going to fuck you up. It's modern times. You can't do that anymore. It does, you know, it takes away a little bit of the edge, but that's what I want to do when Giannis jacks up a three. He cannot shoot threes anymore. A three-pointer is now, especially that we got Dame. We have one of the greatest offensive players considered ever. One of the greatest offensive point guards literally of all time. Considered at least top three in Portland. So, every time he shoots a three, I mean, he's making tens of millions, hundreds of millions of dollars. I think he should be fine. He should have every missed three. Giannis should pay $100,000 to the fucking charity of his choice. I mean, it's fine or whatever. Charities are nice. But Giannis, fucking stop shooting threes, especially now that we have Dame. You're fucking up the offense and just give them the ball. Just hand them the ball and make sure everybody's back on defense. I'm like, he took two threes in that fucking Philly game. Shaq didn't shoot threes. Kareem didn't shoot threes. Wilt didn't shoot threes. But I mean, I know we're in the three era, but when you're Giannis, you don't need to fucking do that. I wanted to strangle him. So anyways, friend of the show, Nick Hoffman, talking about, I mean, is Dame one of the greatest things to happen to Wisconsin sports, transaction-wise, of course. So if we throw out the draft, because, like, that's not fun. We drafted, you know, Giannis. We drafted Aaron. Not many free agents come to town. I mean, like, and I'm saying already stars, not like a Brook Lopez where he wasn't that good and the Bucks got him for cheap, or, you know, Packers trading for Brett Favre when he wasn't that good, or Packers trading for Amon Green who became somebody. None of that. These people, the list is very small, and it's either people who wanted to come here or were traded here as an all-star, not somebody who's over the hill. I remember the Packers got Earl Campbell. I was very young, and he didn't pass his physical and fucking retired. But so which all-stars have signed here or been traded here? I mean, not even all-stars, like GOATs, like fucking Hall of Fame players. It's not much. It's not much, folks. I mean, the list is Reggie White, free agent, huge. God told him to come here. Thank you, God. That's true. I'm not joking about this, for those of you who don't know. So that's number one by a long shot, because there was no way the Packers. I mean, I couldn't imagine the first take sports industrial fucking complex for Reggie signing with the Green Bay Packers when they hadn't been good for a very long time. And then Charles Woodson as well. I mean, Woodson was down on his career. I mean, that's another medium one. He was down on his career. He was not getting free agent offers. And Packers took a flyer on him. So Reggie still trounces that by a ton. Because Reggie was in his prime and decided to come to Green Bay. That never fucking happens. As for trades, the Milwaukee Brewers tried to ride CC Sabathia right into the World Series by pitching him every day. So that was insane. That's probably number one for the Bucks, at least for my lifetime. Or sorry, the Brewers at in my lifetime. And then the Bucks, I mean, this is way number one. What, Monte Ellis or Sam Cassell? I mean, they got Sam Cassell for those handful of years to make the big three or whatever. But yeah, this does not... Dame coming here, Dame, you know, it was a trade, so he didn't really want to come here, wanted to go to Miami. Who doesn't, Dame? Come on. But yeah, it's a very rare thing and definitely the number one for the Milwaukee Bucks. All right, let's get to this last team. The Green Bay Packers. Falling apart here. Nothing's going well. Something just came out today, you know, Gutekist is like, yeah, we don't really know about Jordan Love yet. Listen. I'm sticking with what I said at the beginning of the season, and I'm not wavering on it. This was a wonk year. The GM, Brian Gutekist, is getting heat, rightfully so, because, like, you didn't put one veteran receiver on this fucking team. I guess Aaron Jones and Bakhtiari were supposed to be the two vets, and they go down. I know Cobb was back with fucking Rodgers or what. You could sign one guy who's like 32 to fucking help out this offense. I mean, I'm going to kind of defend Jordan Love here and say, like, come on. This wasn't the budding playoff team that Aaron Rodgers took over in 2007, 2008. This is a pretty mediocre team last year. So to not improve it, to not get some, knowing you had a young offense, not getting veterans, everyone right this second is on the hot seat. Gutekist fucking chose this guy. LaFleur chose this guy. I mean, listen, this season to me, it's not a throwaway because we're going to learn a lot these last 10 weeks. But it is like we got to chill. And I know, again, fucking sports industrial complex. Every single day, this player sucks. This player's good. They say it definitively and it's all just complete bullshit. Fucking frankly, I feel a little better about the Broncos loss after the Chiefs loss. After the Broncos beat them. Beat the Chiefs. And so it's like, you know, I don't know what to do with that information yet, okay? We need to get to the end of the season. There's no doubt they need to fucking get tighter, okay? They're not a fun team to watch. They scored fucking 10 points against the Vikings, our hated rivals. You score 10 points at Lambeau. Ugh. And no, as of right now, I can't tell you what Jordan Love does very well. I don't. He doesn't seem to have a strong arm. He doesn't seem to be very athletic. He doesn't seem to, you know, the big thing with Aaron early on was his accuracy. And he didn't throw picks. After the Brett Favre years, that was really nice. But we're watching Jordan Love each week and being like, so many people are writing him off, and that's we're gonna see it. I think they make the decision this year for him on his future, because if he can't turn around these next 10 weeks, if he can't do something in which we go like, oh great, he seems to be good at that, then we're fucked. So they extended Rashad Gary on defense, who is always injured. And I mean, again, I don't know who their playmakers are. Aaron Jones is obviously still hurt. I don't know what Jordan Love does well. And Matt LaFleur, again, I think Gutekist and LaFleur get the rest of the season. And if things are not going well, they start week one of 2024 on the absolute scorching hot seat. So there you go, folks. Some good things, some depressing shit, but that's always how it is up there in Wisconsin sports. Enjoy the snow, everybody, back home. I saw that's already snowing in the Midwest. So, folks, enjoy that. Keep up with the Bucks. Take naps during the Packers. And that's it for me. My time is up. Enjoy the game.